Hello.
Yes, hello. May I speak to Jonathan?
This is Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. This is Steve Wilson from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
Good, Steve.
Perfect. So I just saw your message on Teamwork regarding the refund request for a refund, and you also had a word with Jane, right?
Correct.
So yeah, please tell me what's the problem.
I'm just not comfortable with it, Steve. It may be a good program, I don't know, but I'm just not comfortable with it. I just don't see where it's going.
I do respect your concern, but still, I just want to know, like, what makes you uncomfortable? Where is the problem?
What's the address of, well, let me ask you this. Is Penguin Book Writers division, subsidiary, or connected to Penguin Random House?
We are, like, not connected. We are a separate entity of the we are a separate entity. We are not connected with them.
You're not connected with Penguin Random House at all, correct?
Nope. We are a separate
Okay.
entity.
Where are you located?
We are in New York.
What's the address?
The address is 350 West 42nd Street.
Wait a minute. 350 West 42nd Street. Okay. I'm not comfortable with it. I just don't, I can't find anything out on the internet about Penguin Book Writers.
So, but still, I just want to know what makes you uncomfortable. Where is the issue? Because it's been more than a week since you are on board and we are working on the project.
Yeah, but the project isn't, seems like it's not working. I don't want to get into a big debate about it. So, before we get too far along, I would just in, section four of the contract, I'm going to request a refund of the $1,300 down payment and go from there. Okay?
But still, Jonathan, there are some terms and conditions for the refund, and that simply seems like a change of mind. And have you read the clause on the website? Okay.
It says in the contract, let me have.
I do know there is written in the contract that you can get the refund, but there is still terms and conditions that apply to the refund policy.
No, sir. The contract, I have the contract. If the client finds the services to be unsatisfactory, they have the right to cancel the contract and request for a refund service.
I got it, Jonathan. That's what I'm saying, that there are still terms and conditions that apply to the refund policy.
Such as?
Such as that clearly seems like a change of mind that you're not comfortable and you don't want to work with us. So in that case, there is only a 5% refund is applicable.
If you want to go that route, then we will, in fact, my attorney will, in fact, no, my, if you want to do that, you know that's not what the contract says. And we discussed this,
I do agree.
I discussed this with, what was he? Let me pull him up here. Ryan Chase. Ryan Chase is the one that started all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I discussed this with Ryan. Oh, no, 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 you know, if you don't, you're not satisfied with what we're doing, we will cancel that contract. And true to his word, it comes right in the contract. I'm not comfortable with what's going on. There was a lot of information.
There's a difference between being satisfied and being comfortable, right?
Now, sir, are you really seriously going to take that position, honestly?
I'm not.
Is that what you're going to?
No, no, no. I'm just telling you, Jonathan, that as we are already working on the project, everything is up to the mark.
It's not. Here we go. The first page of the contract.
Sure.
We're going to do an email blast. 300,000 subscribers. Have you done that?
That's not...
Have you done that, sir? Steve, have you done that?
Jonathan, that's not the initial process. That's why we haven't done that.
Phase one, research on demographics. Have you done that?
Yep, we have done that.
Where is it?
It is for the social media marketing team, and it is with them. That's how they have created the social media calendar and shared with you. You have approved the calendar yourself, right?
The calendar, the social media calendar, yes. I looked at it, looked pretty good, except the hashtags, the spelling was in, spacing on the spelling wasn't good, which leads me to believe there's not that much professionalism in this business, in this company.
But you haven't.
I'm going to. Are you going? I want to. Steve, are you going? Steve, I'm not going to sit and debate this with you. Are you going to do the refund or not?
I will surely forward your case to the compliance team. So, the compliance team is going to give you a call. And they're going to discuss it.
Well, that's what Jane said earlier,
yep,
but they didn't. Your compliance team.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
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 You hear me?
Steve? Yes, I can hear you.
All right, please go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying...
Hello? Steve?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Steve.
Yes, Jonathan, please continue.
Can you hear me, Steve?
I can hear you.
Okay. Steve, I want to invoke Section 4 of the contract. I am unsatisfied with what has transpired thus far. I feel like this is not the professionalism I expected. I also thought and was led to believe that Penguin was part of Penguin Random House, and you just confirmed it is not.
All right, Jonathan. So what I'm going to do, I will forward this case to compliance, and they will give you a call. And we'll let you
and
know.
They give, and tell them to make sure they get the check out ASAP.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure. They'll let you know how to proceed, and they will let you know how to refund.
No, send the check.
Yep, they
okay.
are. But first, they are going to give you a call and discuss, and then they're going to let you know when they are going to send you the amount back. Okay?
Oh, so now wait just a second. So you are committing they're going to send the amount back, correct?
No, I'm not committing this. I'm saying that they are going to give you a call, discuss this with you.
Steve,
and
the more we talk, the more this sounds like a scam. And that really upsets me. And the first tip-off I got was when Jane called about the $300 payment that hadn't even been a month, and plus the contract says that Penguin Book Writers would invoice me for that. So I think there's something. I think there's something going on here that bothers me. I want you guys to refund the money, please. I'm trying to be very nice about this.
That's very nice.
Before we get any further down the road. Okay.
Sure, Jonathan. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I will transfer your call. I'm sorry. I will transfer your concern to the compliance, and they're going to give you a call, and they will let you know about the refund. Okay. Because
okay.
I'm not the one
Thank
who can do the refund. It's not in my hand.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. Have a good day.